From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Thousands gather across Russia to protest perceived corruption. 10,000 Russian protesters chanting Russia without Putin and Russia will be free. They're demonstrating by the thousands in cities across the country in support of a call by Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny for accountability among Russian elite. Over 100 people were detained around Moscow's Pushkin Square, including Navalny, for protesting without permission. Navalny, a Kremlin critic, was detained as he arrived to join the Moscow rally. Navalny called the demonstrations after publishing a detailed report earlier this month, accusing Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev of amassing a collection of mansions, yachts, and vineyards through a shadowy network of nonprofit organizations. The Iraqi military is casting doubt on reports that the U.S.-led coalition airstrikes killed as many as 100 civilians sheltered earlier this month in a building in the contested city of Mosul, citing new evidence it says shows Islamic State militants rigged the site with explosives. A Pentagon statement on Saturday said an initial review showed coalition airstrikes on March 17th at the location corresponding to allegations of civil casualties in western Mosul's Old City. Deputy Commanding General Operation Inherent Resolve, Brigadier General Matthew Eisler, says the situation has become more difficult because Daesh has made decisions regarding their tactics.
That they were going to prepare lethal engagement areas for the defense of that terrain, that they would clear out what was homes, schools, and mosques, and fight from those positions.
This is VOA News. President Tayyip Erdogan rebuked Switzerland on Sunday over a protest in Bern during which images from the demonstration showed a poster depicting the Turkish leader with a pistol pointing at his head. The Turkish president said, "In the Swiss parliament, they hang my picture with a gun to my head. The Swiss parliament remains silent in the face of this. Our foreign ministry made the necessary contacts, and we will do whatever's necessary in the face of this incident." The Turkish Foreign Ministry summoned Swiss ambassador over protests that it was organized by protesters of terrorist groups. On Saturday, several thousand people, including Kurdish protesters, joined a rally in the Swiss capital, calling for a no vote in Turkey's April 16th referendum that would give sweeping powers to Erdogan under a constitutional overhaul. Cincinnati officials in the U.S. Midwestern state of Ohio say at least 15 people were shot, one fatally, in a crowded nightclub early on Sunday. A police assistant chief said the scene at the Cameo nightclub was a very horrific situation. Chief Elliot Isaac, during a morning news conference, explained what had happened.
Several local men got into some type of a dispute inside the bar, and it escalated into shots being fired from several individuals. As a result, there were 16 people that sustained gunshot injuries, one of which is deceased.
Hundreds of people were in the club when the shooter opened fire. No one has been taken into custody. Authorities say there may have been several shooters. Not immediately clear what caused the deadly incident. Syrian and Russian warplanes pounded rebel targets across the country on Saturday, killing dozens of people, including inmates at a rebel-held women's prison in the northwestern city of Idlib. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the prison dead included 16 prisoners and prison staff. Riot police in Belarus have launched a massive crackdown on protesters trying to hold a banned march in Minsk. An estimated 700 people were trying to march through a central part of the capital, part of a wave of anti-government protests against a new tax on workers. Truckloads of police intercepted the protesters and attacked them with clubs on Saturday. Hundreds were reported arrested, including journalists. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's center-right party won a state election by a large margin, according to exit polls on Sunday, in an early setback to center-left hopes of unseating her in the September national vote. The SPD party was facing its first electoral test since nominating Martin Schulz to face off against Merkel. Joe Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.